So we
were talking when Nelson left about these wonderful fall sunflowers and swamp flowers,
yes,
swamp daisies, which I just love.
Now, what are the ones that you had that we saw this morning
at
your house?
It wasn't the Rebecca that we talked about.
No, it's not.
They grow about 10 feet tall, fall over, but look just like a daisy.
Like a small little sunflower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's probably the Helianthus angustifolia, the native.
Yeah, it's native, yes.
Fall sunflower or swamp flower,
right.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
One thing I did do one.
They have like a long little lance-shaped green leaf.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
One year I said, okay, when they get up about 4 feet tall, I'm gonna cut them back about halfway. And it worked. They didn't get as tall.
You could do that. You can also, I mean, there's different mechanisms you can use or devices you can use to help kind of corral them, you know, little plant stands that are 3 foot tall. I know they're still going to go another 4 or 5 feet. But in your situation, you know, again, not penalizing you because it's a good thing, but
please don't.
The more sun they get, the sturdier they're going to be. So in shade, which obviously they'll still flower or filtered light, they probably are going to stretch even more than if they were just in a more sunny location.
It's hard to find sun out at Rufus's.
Yeah. It is.
I like it sort of when they fall over, though, too. It makes a pretty show.
It does.
Unless it clouds out something else.
I bet they would grow in the bog down there,
well,
Rufus.
That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be digging up.
You going down to the bog?
Well, not quite the bog. The fence before you get to the bog.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going in that bog.
Thank goodness.
I am not going down in there.
There's all kinds of hibiscus and mallow roses and natives that would do just wonderful in your boggy or low bottom area. Still provide some flower color and bring in some bees, pollinators, that type of thing.
I'm going to do as least mowing as I can do. And I just love the effect of what little flower garden I've got right now. Mike, I showed Mike going out, and when you take me back, you can tell me what kind of fall flowering daisy-like.
Okay, we'll look at it. And what was I going to say? Sedums are great right now, and they really bring in the pollinators. They're such a fun fall. To me, they look like colorful broccoli growing.
Mm-hmm.
So
I tell you what, I've in several weeks on my walks always enjoy looking at whatever people have planted and the evolution of the plants. And there's a friend of mine, Charlie, who has a beautiful yard, and he has some Russian sage, mm-hmm, out there, and there are always a lot of bees. And the time that I walk late in the afternoon, they're settling down and they're going to, they're clinging.
Take a nap.
They're clinging.
Yeah.
They're asleep, and you just want to pet them.
And you can. They have little fuzzy heads.
I know, but I hate to disturb them.
Well,
it's
hard
to pet them.
If it's 59 like it was this morning, they will just let you rub their little heads.
Yesterday, they were not in that when Charlie was sitting out there, and he said they had moved to another shrub.
Another flower.
Yeah. So I just love that.
Rufus, I have to say, too, I think of you often, lately, I had sowed just a mix of mainly sunflowers, but there was a mix of some other seeds that I put in on each side of the chicken coop, and we so enjoyed that. It provided two waves of several waves of color, basically June through here recent, in front of the chicken coop. And then the canary, the finches, the golden finches just loved it. And my mom's cut all that back. But what she left was what I think of you now, is the tithonia, torch flower.
Sunflower, yes.
Ours are probably only maybe 4 foot, 5 foot. I know they usually can get taller, but We've gotten into a little bit of a dry period, but yeah. It's just so fun. And then I think, Mike, you did something on zinnias as well. And
I love zinnias.
Oh, I do too. They're such a great reproducing plant, seed out every year.
But you got to plant a lot
the
of
colors.
Them.
You really don't. I mean, you I do like one wave.
I like that effect.
Well, yes, yes.
I like the effect of many as you can plant.
Yes.
My mother-in-law had success for a few years with that in an area before it kind of got shaded out.
Yeah. But, I love that plant, too.
It's extraordinary.
So
oh, there's so many colors. Yeah. You know, July is it's hot, but. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up. We're at Atlantic Spas and Billiards.
Look who came up.
Oh, look at them. Save now. Is Melissa and me. Save thousands of factory rebates, showroom remodeling, rebates on spas, demos. It's all here at Atlantic Spa and Billiards, 8721 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. All right, we're back on WPTF at Atlantic Spas and Billiards, 8721 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. We're not too far. I mean, it's just down the road to Angus Barn. It's just not far at all.
I know. I wish Rufus didn't have an appointment. I would tell him, let's go.
I know. Hey. So we're out here sitting outside. It could not be a prettier morning. I don't know if it feels like a fall morning or a spring morning. But it's perfect.
It is beautiful, gorgeous. Blue skies and a little bit of a wind.
Slayman's idea to be outside. He had a good one.
Yeah.
And we're just out here talking about all kinds of stuff today. And we've been, well, I think we got the swamp flower thing down pat. How's that popcorn? They got popcorn
it's good.
In there?
It's good.
That's my favorite snack. I love popcorn.
I grabbed a handful coming back.
Did you?
I make it a lot at my house. No butter or anything.
Well, I
like
had
that.
The best time inside of the store here that Bill has set up, and I'm like so torn. Do I want ping pong? Do I want skee ball? The skee ball just wouldn't fit at the beach house, and I can't put it outside. But ping pong table, you could put outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love ping pong.
Melissa's family had a pool table and a ping pong table in the basement.
We did too in the basement growing up.
Wild
My dad
stuff.
Didn't let us play the pool table, but unless he was around.
Was he afraid y'all going to sit on it?
Probably.
Or jump on it?
Dance
or
was on he? It?
Oh, man.
But they just have such a great showroom and a lot
they
of
do.
New games.
And they're going to renovate it, so that means that there's more of a chance for you to get some real bargains. Here and they pull not only pool tables, so they got foosball.
Oh,
if you were a college student in the 70s, particularly,
there's a red one in there. I was like, oh, that one would look good.
Red one would be good.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably get some NC State clad, whatever they call them, whatever they you push.
Well, don't
they're
ask
not
me.
Balls.
I don't know about
you. Never played foosball?
Well,
they have
what
a red and white one in there. The little men or the little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? So
I remember the pool hall in Boone was down under in the, and it was sort of like you don't frequent the pool hall.
Isn't that right.
Isn't that funny?
That I demon rum.
Yeah.
Sin.
There was sort of a shadow about going into the pool hall.
Same thing in Nashville. It was a wonderful place. All of them. That we had there. We had a couple of generations. Carl Cooper had one. I mentioned Carl last week. I love Carl and Ruby Cooper. Carl's brother looked quite different. One was much shorter than the other.
Mutt and Jeff,
Frederick was the bank president for People's Bank. And so they were quite different, but they were both very successful and Carl had quite a pool room, but I didn't go in. I don't ever remember going in there. I guess because I went to the one that was owned by the Joiners.
Was they underground or something?
No. It was right on Main Street.
Well, seems like the one in Boone.
It was right. It might be right beside where Cliff Joiner.
Yeah.
is.
I remember my dad said, you're not going down that poon hall.
Yeah.
Poon hall.
Well, I don't remember if Carl sold any hot dogs or anything, but the pool hall that was there for years and years at the Joiners had, they had the best hot dogs. In fact, my mother would go in there and get hot dogs. My sweet little mother would go in there and get hot dogs. She didn't play any pool, but. Oh, well. Fond memories. So what were we talking about? We got the Swamp Daisy thing down pat.
I was talking about that people tend to think that this time of year is one where you sort of let a garden go. Well, it's not.
Now's the time.
It's not. Now is the time to really get some color.
Yeah, we'll talk about the color.
And that Nelson mentioned a lot of other things. That we come back on that.
All right, we'll be back from Atlantic Spas and Billiards, 8721 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. You're on WPTF's Weekend Gardener, which you can hear on Saturday nights, a replay from 8 till 11. How about that? Back at Atlantic Spas and Billiards in Raleigh, 8721 Glenwood Avenue. Steve drove all the way over here from Garner. Appreciate that, Steve. And you brought us a photo of a daylily that we were talking about last week on the air. That's really extraordinary, and it's how big.
The flower is only about 4 inches.
It's
considered a small.
Oh, okay.
It's a tiny little thing. It's really cute.
Oh, I thought it was going to be really big.
And it proliferates too. It really seeds easy.
Oh, okay.
So if you see a seed pod on it, it makes a good. It's a good mommy.
This one is yellow and
sort of a purplish color.
Yeah. What do you got here?
That's the plant.
Oh, this is the. This
I gave
is
you a. Yeah, it's a piece of the plant.
How about that?
I wouldn't bring you a picture without having a plant with it.
You certainly have a lot to choose from at your place. So, how about that?
But there's enough there if you want to share with somebody. It's a pretty good root ball.
Sharing is a good thing.
Sharing is caring.
She knows how to. She knows how to divide. I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
So you got everything worked out at your house?
No.
Cleaning up or what?
No, I'm still cleaning up. Yeah. It's the weeds have, it's extremely frustrating.
It is.
That little, there's a ferny looking weed that has seeds that run up the bottom of the leaf stem.
Got a little bit of a red color in part of the leaf or no?
No, it's just looks like a fern with a bunch of seeds on the bottom of it, and that thing just has taken over my garden this year. And I, of course, I've been kind of unable to get out there and do everything I want to do. So,
well, Steve, I know the one you're talking about. It's easy to pull.
It is easy to pull.
It comes
but
up
good
by the
Lord,
roots.
It
scatters everywhere.
Oh yeah,
it proliferates better than anything. It proliferates better than crabgrass.
Do you have the dreaded stilt grass?
Yes, I do.
I see. I think that's going to be the next wisteria.
It's awful.
It is just
that
awful.
That Japanese stilt grass, if you let it go to seed, you're in trouble.
Well, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Mine hasn't gone to seed yet, so I'm out there pulling it as quick as I can. And it pulls up easy. I mean, it's not like it's.
It doesn't even have to go to seed. You just get a little branch.
I mean, it spreads like crabgrass. Mm-hmm. I mean, that stuff is amazing. And the thing is, the only thing that kills it is Roundup, which kills everything else, too.
You know, there's a big patch of bamboo out there beside Merritt's, and it's a grill, the best BLT in
they
the world.
They keep it kind of limp.
I don't know how they keep it from swallowing up the place.
Oh.
They do keep it somewhat limbed up, and I've seen them I've seen them cut like when they first start coming
up. You got
up.
Something sticking out of the head.
It's on the. It's on the.
I know.
That's a bamboo.
It looks. It makes you. It's funny. One thing that I've been meaning for the last three call-ins to say that, you know, that tomato shop on 64.
Yes.
They opened up this year.
They did.
Yeah.
But they didn't open up very long because it got so wet.
Yeah.
But they were open
right after the 4th of July they opened and closed again by.
We were told, because I mentioned it on the air, and somebody said
he called and said, yeah, he's doing selective.
Right.
And if you know him, you can call or whatever.
We just love
going
there.
It just didn't look like he planted as many tomatoes.
Well, I don't know.
He said he planted in the back.
Yeah, he planted. He didn't plant out on the road. I guess it was lay-by time.
Yeah.
So it, so all of that's gone in the front. We rode by there yesterday. But
my Rose of Sharon is having a second flush.
Oh, yes.
White Rose of Sharon that had a really good spring bloom, and now it's covered. And I'll tell you
mine
what,
is too.
You need something to attract bees. That will attract bees to your property.
Yeah,
definitely
it sure will.
The bumblebees for sure.
Yeah,
I have plenty to give to people for those wonderful Rose of Sharon. It's one of my favorite plants, Steve, because it does that very thing. And a big purple one.
We got a
with
pretty
a yellow center.
This is white with a red center.
Isn't that beautiful? I've got
it's
a pure
a gorgeous
white
plant.
One, which I try to save some seeds from that. I never do. It comes out something else.
Do you eat those too?
Oh, it's good. Oh, it's good.
So there's a, I don't know if it's it's kind of a magenta colored one that When it starts fading, it turns kind of a bluish color.
Like a lavendery bluish.
Yeah. I always think that. That's one
of the
prettier
ones. Well, you gave me one that was a hybrid.
Yeah.
Is that still
doing okay?
Yes. Yeah,
the spider lily is what you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Okay. I'll bring you a piece
You have
of that.
Brought some.
Yeah. And I got, and it proliferates real easy. So.
The Lycoris spider lily.
Yep.
Naked lady.
It's got a bunch of names. But it's up and it's blooming really good right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a batch that you brought a couple years ago. Just started last week. Great big bush.
And my pineapple lily really did good this year.
Mm.
I mean, it had huge. I mean,
it
had the biggest blooms I've ever seen.
Have you got the green leafed and the purple leafed?
Well, it's a purple leaf that changes to a green leaf. It comes up purple, and then it changes to green. But, it proliferates.
It's a good
bulb.
I've
shared. I gave you a piece of it, right?
They're good, easy bulbs to dig up, transplant.
It's been
anybody want any ginger lilies?
You have quite an array over there. You have some.
I love them. They do spread.
Is it the orange one that you have blooming out there?
Both.
Early
I call
in the,
it more of a
or late so midsummer.
Yeah. It's just finished blooming in the.
That's a really
white
striking.
White ones start late, so your white ones are blooming now.
White ones are blooming now.
I have some,
fragrant.
But they're just not. They smell like. We have some at church that smell like honeysuckle.
Mm. Yeah,
white ones.
Yeah.
But the ones I planted, of course, I got
you,
some
you call
shade.
Them corn stalks.
They do like corn stalks.
Yeah.
So
my squirrel feeder did well this year. My fig tree.
Okay. Yeah.
They didn't seem to bother.
I got one good flush. I got one good flush out of it. And then when I went back out there, what irks me is the squirrels will only eat about half of it, and then the birds come back and finish it. But
that reminds me again of that wonderful gift that. Our favorite weatherman, Gary Stevenson, sent me a hummingbird feeder that no ants have gotten in yet.
That's right.
He talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
It works. Apparently works very well.
It certainly does, and thank you again, Steve.
Yeah, Gary will be on with us hopefully in October or sometime when he has time.
Did you freeze those figs that we brought you?
Yes, I did.
Because he put them on piece of wax paper and stick them in the freezer and then get them out. Oh, they're perfect. They're good.
Yeah.
Well,
they go down so quick.
They're a little bit mushy when they
go down quick. If you pick them the next day, you either have to have eaten them or frozen.
Was this an unusual year for figs?
Ours are just
mine was
produced
so,
two
oh,
mine, crops every
so late.
Year.
Mine was full. It's just I didn't get out there in time to get them before the squirrels got.
Well, you
can
freeze them. We learned that.
We get the early crop, and now we're getting a later crop. But,
I made fig sauce out of mine.
Okay.
What do you do with that?
Cook it with pork chops.
Oh, okay.
I'll pan fry a pork chop and then pour that fig sauce on and I'll let it finish in the oven.
Yeah.
Oh, that
yeah,
is figs so
are good. Figs are really good and good for you.
Yeah.
So what variety do you have? Brown turkey?
Brown turkey.
Yeah, that's most people have.
Yeah, my next-door neighbor had one of those, that the great big one, the huge one. And
right.
She
Celeste.
Got... Celeste, yeah. And she could. She got tired of... She couldn't eat them fast enough, and she shared so much with her neighbors that they got tired of them, too. And she got tired of it and had to cut the tree down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh. Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, she had to pull the roots out of it and come back.
Yeah, so that's true.
When is your next
like
Day Lily Club meeting?
The second Sunday in October.
And you brought a photo of the daylily we talked about last week, and you brought brought some of them with you here.
Yeah.
And I looking at it, the photos, I thought it was a real big one.
Yeah.
But you say these are tiny.
They're tiny. They're four inches.
Now,
but
is that the one that's at Wanda
right
and Ray's house?
Huh?
Is that at Wanda and Ray's house next?
This one?
No, the Sunday meeting.
No, it's at J.C.
Arboretum.
Arboretum.
We're going to take a break and be back with more of the Weekend Gardener here on WPTF at Atlantic Spas and Billiards on Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. We're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. Good visiting with Steve. And smells good out here.
Ricochet.
You like that popcorn there, Steve?
It's good.
All right.
See that Ricochet shuffleboard?
It's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the deal.
It takes up half the space.
So, Bill... thank you for having us out here. We've had so much fun talking about gardening and talking about what you have here at Atlantic Spas and Billiards. And you're starting to cook something. Somebody just put in some wood pellets, a mix.
Right. We've got the Green Mountain Grill pellet grill going. We're going to cook a pork shoulder and some hot dogs too to give out if people want one. But the pellet grill, you just you press a button, it turns on, it puts out that wood smoke, which is great, adds flavor to the food but not too much. It also acts as a grill. My wife likes it. You just press the button and turn it on. It's really easy to operate. I'm probably even easier than a gas grill.
Yeah.
But yes sir, and that's, we also have a Kamado, the charcoal grill system, the kettle grill type Kamado grill.
There's nothing like the flavor of a charcoal grill if it's done right.
For sure. We've got big bags of the big block charcoal, the specialty charcoal that we sell here, as well as pellets. If you do have a pellet grill, we've got pellets for sale, on sale two for 30, I think. So.
And I guess the wood pellets, is it the flavor or is it the... It cooks. I know you can cook something for a long, long time on those pellets.
You could set it at 150 or 100 and even smoke cheese or something if you would want to.
Oh, wow.
But at the same point, it acts as a great hamburger grill, but then adds a little smoked flavor. Not too much. It's not overpowering, but it's a great way to cook versus gas. It adds flavor.
Magnificent. And... You have run through some of the things. Obviously, you have some great deals today because y'all are renovating.
Right, we're renovating the showroom here. So our hot tub and sauna expo is both to show people the hot tubs and saunas, but all the floor models, all the demo models need to find a home so we can redo our showroom. We also have some specials on in-stock spas if that's the one that you want. Or ones we would order. But the expo is a way to get a good price this fall on a hot tub or a sauna. The Tilo sauna is certainly the health and wellness of a sauna is no better. It is something that we've been building saunas for over 30 years, and we could custom build a sauna in the house, or these are ready to plug in. We set them up, assemble them in your home very easily, and you're ready to... ready to sweat and ready to sweat out the toxins.
How much room do you need in a bathroom area?
There's a great sauna in here that's really 4 feet by 4 feet. It's what we'd call a two-person sauna.
Right.
That would fit in a lot of spaces, including a bathroom. And we can custom build in beginning at about that much space in a bathroom where you would build it into the home. Some people do that where essentially all you end up seeing is the sauna door. Wow. But it is a space that you could build into a bathroom or a basement or any sort of space that you might have.
Really extraordinary. And if you love games, you have all kinds of them, including dart boards.
You know, dart boards, a full set of darts. Yeah, we're part of the Dart Rally Dart League, and that really is something that is a lot of folks come here for their darts. You could try it. We've got a dart board inside. You could throw some darts. We've got pool tables. You could try out our pool cues and hit a ball or two, including
I played the skee ball. It was fun.
Did you hurt yourself?
I did not. Okay. I really like it.
We got the skee ball for sale. You could come in and try the skee ball roll, see if you could break the 200 mark. I think, Nelson, you know, you're about 200 over there. So
I was right at it.
Yeah. Very competitive.
Bill, you ought to see all the puncture wounds on me from the darts thrown at me over the years in my profession.
That's true.
Oh, I'm like little speckled all over. Darts. Wham.
Yeah.
Take that, Rufus.
The newspapers, the politicians, they've all thrown them at you.
Yeah, we're going to get Rufus's picture over there on the dartboard.
Oh my gosh.
Have a contest. and then he could play foosball on the blue and white table set up for all the Carolina fans here today.
Yeah.
They're going to watch Carolina play football.
I like the classic red one with the red and blue men, though.
Yeah.
I love that one.
And we can get a red and white one.
Can you get anything customized like that it would have the NC State logos on it?
You could put logos. We certainly get the colors going.
Yeah.
You could put your logo on there with something like that. We even paint the men. So we will change the men's colors of the team so you can get a red and white versus a blue and white team, and you know, if you needed to go at it there on the foosball table.
How about that? That's incredible. What else do you have? I mean, it's a long list of things.
We've got a lot. Ping pong. Nelson was looking at the outdoor
ping pong
table,
yeah.
Tennis tables.
Oh.
The outdoor tables are really built so you could have a outdoor living now so popular where the TV and the living room space on the outside of your home. And we have outdoor pool tables, outdoor shuffleboard, outdoor foosball, and outdoor table tennis. You know, so you could put those games outside if you didn't have room inside.
What, no pickleball?
No pickleball. That's
about it. Huh?
We've got a front yard here. I think we might be able to build a pickleball table. Maybe we should do that.
Oh, such fun. Y'all have a good time here, don't you?
We've got a lot going on. We've been in business since 87, this store since 98. And so we're livening up the showroom, repainting the floors, redoing the ceiling, redoing the lighting. So we're making some space. That's why we've got the expo going on with some great prices.
And it all started in a garage on Ridge Road in Raleigh.
I started at my cousin Daryl Mitchell's house on Ridge Road. I'm Bill Mitchell, and he's my cousin. And he's no longer with us, but it is something that we started on Ridge Road right near wasn't Whole Foods then. It was I forget the store, the grocery that it was, but TK Trips was over there.
Absolutely.
And right there on right off Wade Avenue.
And there was a little garden center back.
Yeah, right in the back, I recall too. That. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. Back there in the lower part.
Yeah.
And it's something that, Raleigh bred here, but certainly our business was. And, you know, it's something that we'd love to show it to you.
Yeah.
We're open today till 5. And this expo will be going on for actually the next weekend also. So we're here with some great things to show. Free popcorn. We'll even get you a hot dog on the GMG grill.
Bill, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bill, before Bill leaves, I can't imagine your inventory in there. Tens of thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of inventory. I've never seen anything like it in my life on a showroom.
Well, they're successful here.
Well, that is something that we keep collecting nice things to show people, and it is fun. Everything in here is about relaxation and fun, that's for sure.
What a business. Wow.
Love it.
Thank
Love
you.
It.
Atlantic Spa and Billiards. If you're driving by, you've probably always, it's always caught my eye. I mentioned this early in the show, the palm trees here, and it fits in so well with what you find inside. So come by and browse around. I think Nels has already found some things to take to the beach.
I'm trying to figure out this one, or that one.
Well, talk to your mama and see what she'd
see
like.
See what the boss is.
Yeah, that's right.
There are no instruments of torture in there. No exercise things that require anything. This is, as Bill said, all pleasure.
That's, ooh, yeah. I have a friend that has a bay open in her garage. Maybe we can put one in there.
Ooh, yes. Now
that'd
you're
be good.
Be innovative.
I'm still thinking about those apples in your neighborhood at Ocean Isle.
Oak Island. Yeah.
Oak Island. We got to figure out what they are. We need to.
I will try and stop by before I come back on to figure out what they are, if they know.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times, you know, and I'm not a huge advocate of box stores, but based on what plant availabilities, or if it is a small garden center, you know, they appropriate plants that hopefully do well in that area. But apples, wow.
I know. It's extraordinary. That's why I asked if they were real.
Wait.
But you would know. All right, we need to take a break, be back. We'll talk to Nelsa coming up. Not Nelsa. Well, we'll talk to Nelsa. We'll talk to Monica, too. The farmer's market coming up after the news here on WPTF for Atlantic Spa.